Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. We are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, and also to understand the Bible, the truth of the Word of God, to understand the true prophecies that are in the Word of God, to understand where are we today in history and in prophecy. And in this series, we want to understand what is the kingdom of God. Because when we really understand it, that's the whole sum total of the Bible. Now, just to give you a little understanding, come here to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and let's read something. Now, many of you, if you're good Catholics or if you have memorized certain verses, call this the Lord's Prayer. Well, that's not exactly true. The Lord's Prayer is recorded in John 17. That's the one that he gave. Here, the Lord's Prayer is not what Jesus prayed, but he's instructing us how to pray. And as we will see going through here, this has to do with our daily lives, and it does have to do with the kingdom of God. And it does have to do with the government of God. Because today in our lives, it gets down to two things. Who rules in your life? God or the world and Satan? Those are the choices. So ask yourself the question, who really rules in your life? I want you to think about it. Because it may not be what you really think. Now, if you consider yourself a good Christian and you diligently go to church every Sunday and you think that what you're told from the pulpit is true and you're following the Word of God, now you need to check it out. Because I'll just give you one clue if you're a Sunday keeper. You watch our series that we have done on which day is the true Christian Sabbath. And you're going to find that that nice, wonderful minister that has been preaching to you even some good sermons out of the Bible is still a liar. Because the truth is, nowhere in the Bible do you find any authorization for keeping the weekly day holy, Sunday. Everywhere it enforces the Sabbath. So if you think you're a good Christian, maybe you ought to take up the challenge and prove whether you really are or not. Prove whether you really love God. Prove whether you really understand the Word of God. Prove what you believe from the Bible to be true. Don't go up to your priest and ask a certain doctrine and say, oh, well, you know, could you explain this to me? And he said, well, I really can't explain it. It's a mystery. Just have faith. Gotcha. He's a liar. Because the Bible tells you the truth. But he won't let you read it unless he's there to interpret it. And you know the real reason why he won't? Lest you discover the truth and find that he's a liar and find that your whole church is a lie and everything you believe is a lie. You don't understand the basic doctrine in the Bible concerning the kingdom of God. And that's really the whole thing of the Bible. Whom do you follow, the true God or Satan the devil? Don't be too sure you really know. Because unless you prove it by the Bible, which is why we have Church at Home and we're going through these things step by step so that you can know. Unless you prove it by the Bible and know for sure that you really know, you can't be sure, can you? All right? Let's come to Matthew 6. Let's see something very interesting concerning the kingdom of God. Now, you probably know this prayer by heart. And if you're a Catholic, maybe you've done many rosary trips at the behest of the priest for the forgiveness of your sins to do Our Fathers or Hail Mary. So here's Our Father. Verse 9, therefore you are to pray after this manner. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, did you catch two things? How does it begin? Your kingdom come. What does that mean? I mean, people can learn it by rote and repeat it, but what does that mean? And it also says to end it, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So the kingdom of God rules over all, right? Forever? Yes, indeed. Why do we pray, your kingdom come? What does that really mean? Well, I'll just project forward a little bit to tell you. That means the return of Christ and the resurrected saints to bring the rule and the kingdom and the government of God on this earth, because that's the only salvation of mankind. Now, we're to pray this daily. What is your life? What is your prayer? What do you choose? See, because a lot of people don't even realize, they blindly believe God has done away with his laws when he hasn't. Matter of fact, the laws and judgments of God rule in everyone's life for good or evil constantly. Blessings come from loving God and being obedient. Curses come from rebellion and being disobedient. What is your life? Is it blessed or is it cursed? How do the two come? Well, they come from God. And there are two kingdoms that have power on this earth. One, the kingdom of God, and two, the kingdom of Satan, the devil. And God rules in all the kingdoms of men through his angels for good and governments for righteous governments, through Satan and his demons for evil people and those who reject the word of God. And we're going to see how that is applied to nations here in just a little bit, and how it applies to governments and empires and nations as well as individual lives. And it all has to do with the kingdom of God. That's the whole message through the whole Bible. That's why we pray at the beginning of the prayer, and that's a model prayer. We don't repeat it. That's a model prayer. We pray every day for the kingdom of God to come, meaning that God's rule will be in our life every day, and that the kingdom is going to come when Christ returns. And we end the prayer the same way. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So we're also to think and understand about eternity. Well, let's come back to Deuteronomy 30 and let's see the choices that God has set before every individual, every community of men and women, every nation of men and women. What are the choices? Now, especially in the nations that have the Bible and the Word of God, this becomes far, far more important to realize. Because if you have a Bible, which you probably do, and here in America, there's an average of 4 Bibles in every home. In our home, we have over 40. Does that make us more righteous? No. For everyone who has a Bible, that means you're accountable to God because he sent his word to you. Oh, well, I've never read it. Is that God's fault or your fault? How are you going to be judged before God if you never opened it and read it? All right, let's come to Deuteronomy 30. Here's the choices God sets before everyone, from the individual to empires. And he looks down and he judges the nations as we have seen before. And this is Moses giving his farewell sermon before they went into the promised land under Joshua. Verse 15, behold, I've set before you life and good, death and evil. That's out there, life and good, death and evil. What have you chosen? Look at this society today. Death, drugs, illicit sex, fighting, warring, everywhere. And who's behind that? We'll see, Satan the devil. See, because you either serve God or you serve Satan. Now, Satan has a lot of things that look good. Many things that are just outright evil. God's way is spiritual and righteous and in truth. That's why, church at home, you prove everything by the Bible. Don't believe what I say, believe what's in your Bible. You think you're a good, obedient person to God? All right. Test yourself right here, verse 16. In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments so that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Well, let's think about this for just a minute. Let's go back and analyze this. Do you love God? Really? And what does that mean? Jesus said, the first and greatest commandment is this, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your being. Is that how you live your life? Or is God, therefore, kind of a safety valve when trouble comes along? Oh, God, save me from this disaster. Oh, God may save you from that disaster. But where were your thoughts on God before the disaster came? See, if you're loving God and you are praying the outline prayer that we read there in Matthew 16, God will be involved in your life because you want the rule of God. You want the love of God. You want the truth of God. And that's found in his commandments. You know, the Apostle John wrote a very interesting verse back there in 1 John 5 and verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Whoa! Does that sound like the law has been done away? Let me ask you another question. Since sin is the transgression of the law, are you going to enter into the kingdom of God a full-fledged living in sin sinner and expect to live forever? Think about it. See, now, if that's a little confusing to you, it's because you've gone to church and believed too many lies. So that's why you need church at home. Let's go on. Verse 17, but if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you go over Jordan to possess it. Has that happened? You know, someone whose life cut off short? Yes. How many teenagers have been killed in auto wrecks? That's the number one cause of death, because they dishonor father and mother, right? Did they break that commandment? Yes. Did they die an early death? Yes. What about those who take drugs? What about those who get involved in illicit sex? Are those laws working? And the breaking of those laws bringing punishments and cursings? Yes. Now, when it possesses a whole nation or the whole world like we see today, it starts with the individual and then the group, then the community, then the nation. And look at what we've created in our governments. Because back as we saw with Adam and Eve, they didn't want to follow God. No, they wanted to decide good and evil for themselves, not God. Now, we're going to see what that turned into. This gives us a foretaste of it here in Deuteronomy 30. This was given to the 12 tribes of Israel. and they were to show the world the way of God, the truth of God, the love of God, and how God would rule in the nations as God ruled in Israel. But the children of Israel turned from God, turned away, brought the curses upon themselves. Sickness, disease, famine, war, wretchedness, torn up lives. Oh, back then they didn't abort babies like they do today. Nope. They let them grow up a little bit and then offer them in sacrifice to Moloch. And the priest of Moloch were the priest of Baal. And that's where we get the word cannibal or cannibal, because the priests ate the flesh of their children. Isn't that a nice, wonderful religious ceremony? Blasphemous to God. I want you to pay attention here just a minute. I want you to look at the symbol of Planned Parenthood. What a wonderful name. Planned Parenthood. A nice disguise to kill and murder children. But you look at the symbol of it and what it is, it's a broken womb. Rightly displaying that they are the murderers of children. And let me tell you something right here, all of you in the Western world, and you see your civilization collapsing, and you see your governments in confusion and corruption. It's because of sin, and it's because of the murder of the innocent, and mostly first to be firstborn by abortion, torn out of their mother's womb when they should have had the protection and love of their mother. Because they refused the government of God. They refused the rule of God. They decided to choose good and evil for themselves, and they are reaping sin, sickness, disease, and the whirlwind. And so corrupt has become the United Kingdom that they actually have advertisements for abortions on the government national TV.
If you're late for your period, you could be pregnant. If you're pregnant and not sure what to do, Mari Stopes International can help.
Oh, we're doing this for those women who have unwanted pregnancies. God says, if you want the kingdom of God ruling in your life, you shall not commit adultery. And since the government of the UK and the Western world doesn't want it, the curses are coming upon them. Would you say we're blessed today in America? Would you say we're blessed today in Europe? Would you say that in the UK you're blessed today? Really? Honestly? Or are you cursed? How sure are those curses? How sure is the government of God? How sure are the laws of God? Let's read on. We'll see. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. This is God's, how shall we say, edict to all people and all nations, guaranteed by the existence of the heaven and the earth. They're still here, aren't they? Yes, indeed. You look out, the heavens are there. Right. God is still there. You look down and see the earth. Oh, it's still there. All right, let these words ring in your ear and you decide which government you obey. God's or man and Satan's? I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. You go clear back to Adam and Eve and say, oh, no, God. You know, that's not fair. You put this tree out there. It looks so good. And, you know, we just had to eat of it. Why were they punished? Because they didn't believe God. Why do you have troubles in your life? And why are there troubles in the nations of the world today? Because they don't believe God. So here's what he says here. that you may love. Now notice this. This is through every part of the Bible. And if there's anyone that comes along and says to you, oh, yeah, all 613 laws of the Old Testament have been done away, he needs to be sent to the Looney Tune farm. Because that's like saying, heaven and earth don't exist. Wouldn't you think someone would be insane if they kept insisting heaven and earth doesn't exist? Well, here's a picture of it. It doesn't exist. Oh, here's a picture of the heavens. Doesn't exist. And let me ask you a question. How many times have you heard that from the pulpit? Or on a radio program? Or on a television program? Or read it in a publication? Think on that. Here's what God wants. Is this asking anything out of the way? Does this sound like the law is a curse? Or is sin the curse of the law? And we're going to see what it did to the people before the flood. And then we're going to see what it's doing to the world now. And then we're going to see that, yes, the kingdom of God is coming. And yes, that today God rules in the kingdom of men. And he needs to rule in your life. How do you want him to rule in your life? By blessing or cursing? That's what he sets before all of us. That you may love the Lord your God. Now, isn't that good? And obey his voice instead of deciding what is right and wrong and good and evil for yourself. And may cleave to him. For he is your life and the length of your days. And he is your life and through Jesus Christ, eternal life. And you're not going to get eternal life through Jesus Christ like you hear in your Sunday-keeping churches. Ain't it going to happen? You can be guaranteed of that because they're lying through their teeth in the pulpit. They do not understand the love of God, the grace of God, the laws and commandments of God. They do not understand the Sabbath, the Passover, the holy days of God. They are so far off that it's just like the quote that I have read many, many times. You, through the generations, tell a lie and repeat it over and over and over again, and the masses will believe it. Then when someone comes along and tells you the truth, he will be counted as a raving lunatic. Maybe some of you feel that way toward me. Well, if the shoe fits, wear it. But remember, God is going to deal in your life. That's what God wants. He wants to rule in your life. But you have to choose. It is your choice. Now, why does Satan rule the world today? Because Adam and Eve let him in. And because they were created by the hands of God and were personally instructed in the Garden of Eden, and they were to be the ones who bring physical children and life and nations and kingdoms to this earth through their offspring, they brought in a system that was under Satan instead of God. So we'll take a look at what happened to that society. And then we'll see that it resulted in the flood. We'll take a look at what happened right after the flood. Because what does it take for human beings to really get the point, to really learn, to really know and understand what God wants? See, with the sinful human nature we have, we think that all of our ways are right. But we have a nature that's deceitful above all things. And unless we have the Spirit of God and the truth of God and the Word of God, we're never going to be able to overcome it individually or collectively as a nation. So I want you to look at your nation. I want you to evaluate it by the Ten Commandments of God. And I want you to see that you are living in a world that is filled with sin. Ruled by Satan the devil. The government of Satan the devil and his kingdom in this world. And then we're going to see what Christ wants us to do. So the kingdom of God is really everything in the Bible. And that's from the beginning to the end. And ultimately, the kingdom of God is going to be victorious. So once again, let me encourage you. You write for this book, Cult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? And this will tell you how man left God. And we are doing the same exact things in all the societies of the world today that began with Cain. And at the time we will see after the flood, once again they started. Once again they left God. So you need to understand about the kingdom of God. You need to have this biblical history. You need to understand what's going on in the world today. And you need to know and realize why Jesus Christ has to come. Because God is going to let this grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And soon we're going to be facing a satanic, demonic world government. And unless you know the Word of God and how it got that way, you're not going to know what's happening. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and download all the articles that we have on Church at Home. 14 Rules of Bible Study, Who and What is a True Christian? What does it mean to be born again? What does it mean to be born of God? Fantastic information for you, all free. Download it, read it, study it. Study your Bible and understand the truth of God. That's the whole purpose of Church at Home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.